Good morning, fair skies, 32 degrees now at 5:05. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. This hour's top local story, well, just a few hours away from the Gophers. Tip it off in the first game of the NCAA tournament.
The Gophers expect to have great fan support in Des Moines as they take on the seventh-seeded Louisville Cardinals. Our Mike Max is there.
It's going to be interesting because Des Moines is a pretty sleepy town by nature, and that's not a knock, just what it is. And you've got University of Michigan here, you've got Nevada, you've got Michigan State, you've got Minnesota with just a short drive. So I'm expecting it to be pretty raucous in that arena.
He says Louisville, a usual powerhouse formerly coached by Richard Pitino's father, Rick, never really found its identity this year. The Gophers have had an up-and-down season, but have pulled off quality wins to get them here. He thinks they have a chance for an upset as the 10th seed due to the recent strong play from seniors Jordan Murphy and Hopkins grad Amir Coffey. The program's last win in the Big Dance was 2013. The game starts at 11:15 on CBS. Sloan Martin, WCCO.
One game with a lot of Minnesota representation will be the North Dakota State Duke game. Apple Valley's Trey Jones, the starting point guard for the top-seeded Blue Devils. The Bison, meanwhile, have five players from the metro area on the roster. That game will be tomorrow just after 6 o'clock in the evening. Well, charges could be filed today against a 17-year-old boy who police believe was driving a minivan that hit and killed a woman in St. Paul over the weekend. Tips from the public helping police track down the teenager, who is from St. Paul. Sergeant Mike Ernster with St. Paul Police.
We received tips from the public that led our investigator to a vehicle and the driver. And that driver was interviewed. He was identified as a 17-year-old St. Paul man. And we have the vehicle in our custody.
Killed in Saturday morning's hit and run was 22-year-old Teresa Wilson Snyder. Ernster says the teenager was released into the custody of his parents. No other details about the hit and run were released. The city of St. Paul lifting its one-sided residential street parking ban today at noon. It was originally scheduled to be in place until April 1st. The recent warmer weather and snow melt, along with continued snow removal efforts, have helped widen St. Paul streets, allowing emergency vehicles to safely access the city. Regular parking rules will go into effect today at noon. New this morning, nobody hurt in a two-alarm fire at an historic downtown Minneapolis building. The blaze broke out around 6:30 last night on the first floor of the main grain exchange building in the 400 block of South 4th Street. The fire quickly extinguished, but there was plenty of smoke inside the 138-year-old structure. Some windows had to be broken out by firefighters for ventilation. It's not known how long the building will be shut down. Local Liberians who face deportation in just over a week are hopeful for support of the Dream and Promise Act before Congress. The measure would provide permanent protection for Liberians who fled a civil war to come to Minnesota years ago. Alfreda Daniels is one of them.
I mean, after 26 years, some more, in this country, this is home for my people, and this is our community.
In addition, for permanent protections under the deferred enforcement departure, the bill would also provide those protections to people under temporary protected status. Both had been extended as a matter of course in the past, but the Trump administration has decided to let the protections lapse. WCCO News Time is 5:08.